each one would know his talk. Then the ring was marked usually by a barefoot boy turning around on his heel and marking the ring with his toe. And it was agreed between the players to have a certain distance for the tall line, as they called it. We'd say, for example, 10 feet or 15 feet. Then no player was allowed to stand over or to get over that tall line nearer to where the marble ring was. If he did, he was it wasn't reneging. Fudging. He was fudging. If he did that, he was fudging. So the other players would insist that he get back on the tow line and shoot. Flip his marble, his tow marble. And if he succeeded in knocking out the middle man on the first shot, he won that game. Then he replaced the middle man and got the first shot next from the tow line. And if he failed to score that time, then the next man on the tow line could shoot at the ring. And if either one of them shot out one of the ring men, then he was entitled to pick up his tow from the point where it stopped and shoot at the ring again in the endeavor to shoot out more of the marbles.
I see.
You played marble, man.
We used to, I tell you, I was so young, I forgot I'm impressed by your memory.
Well,
come back, but I sure don't remember that,
and
that much detail.
If he failed to score on that shot then, wherever his toe stopped, then the next man could shoot from the toe line, and if he succeeded in knocking out one man, he got another shot. If he didn't succeed, he shot from the stopping point of his toe. But this man would come ahead of him, you see. Or maybe the first man would come ahead of him. And the man that succeeded in knocking out the most of the men won the game. And then they'd set the ring up again. It is a rather complicated game after all, and later on we simplified the game. We played
Roly-Holy.
Roly-Holy, that's right. We marked off an L-shaped diagram. We put three holes scooped out with our Bono knives in that long arm of the L, one at the corner, one at the angle, and two more, and then one out here at the end of the L, the short end of the L. Then we'd have a tall line and we'd start shooting. The man up yonder, if he shot just hard enough to go into that first hole, he was entitled to shoot to the net for the next hole. Kind of like playing golf now. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then if he made that hole, he was entitled to shoot the next one. Mm-hmm. And if he completed all four holes, you see, coming out here, he won the game. Mm-hmm. But if he missed, if he shot over